Mangum in the gun. Two wides to either side. They need 7 yards. Snap Tanner on a three-step. Boise gets in. He's got room to the right. Tucks. Throws anyway. In the end zone it is. Caught! It's caught for a touchdown! Mitchell Juergens leaning back and hauling it in. Somehow he caught it. 45 seconds to go. And the Cougars lead 27-24 with the PAT pending. The kid is hot tonight.
Ethan loves the nickname The Kid.
The Kid. Let me tell you something. There is little that could happen that would take the shine off of the first couple of weeks of the BYU football season. I mean, seriously. Let me tell you something, Alex. You know me. I'm not,
You don't hate sports, but
I'm rivaling Doug Wright for Utah's Mr. Sports title. But I want to say this. I am so on board with Tanner Mangum and the whole narrative that's going on with this kid coming off the bench just a few months back from his mission to fill the shoes of a great quarterback for BYU. And he has just been so dramatic to watch. But, you know, what's interesting, though, is that Tanner Mangum is not the only major storyline here for the BYU Cougars. Let me tell you what else I've been getting into. Do you remember last year? Do you remember how the season ended last year? Do you remember that?
Yes, of course I do.
It was at a bowl game.
It was at a bowl game, the Miami Beach Bowl specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, BYU was
at the end of the game
in this game, and it was tight. It was double overtime.
The point is, they lost.
They end up losing the game, and Memphis during the week had really gotten after BYU, and had really attacked. Kind of, you know, a couple things gone after them. They had jawed all game, and then after the game was over, they rushed to the BYU sideline and
let's not get hung up into who started what.
Well, no, that's what happened. What. They ran over to the BYU side of the field. That being said, a lot of players from Memphis got suspended. There was of course the big punch from Kai Nakua last year that got him suspended from that Nebraska game this year. So let's take a listen to the end of the game here. You'll hear how it kind of ended there, but the visual is really crazy, too, if you can look at it online.
And now we've got a fight on the field. It was an emotionally charged game. We had lots of talking, pushing, and shoving, and now
they're going to need more bodies in there to get these players separated.
Yeah. I mean, this is ugly. Ugly.
I mean, so, ugly, melee. It was all every word was used. You know, these brouhahas, all these things. And it just did not feel like something that, obviously, it's a bad way to end the season. And reputation-wise, this is something that people say about BYU sometimes. When I was growing up, people would talk about cheap shots and things like that. And obviously, an actual cheap shot this week that was thrown by one of the BYU offensive linemen, Louis Lapuaho, got a lot of attention because it was caught on camera. And afterward, people didn't know because a player dove in and hit him late.
Mm-hmm.
From Boise, and then he reacted by punching the player. Throwing a punch at all is bad, but throwing the punch where he threw the punch is extremely bad.
Mm-hmm.
And now folks are saying, well, he should be suspended for a game, but the referee saw what happened. He saw where the punch was thrown. That's why he threw the flag on Lapuaho, and he didn't eject the player. You would expect at least for an ejection during the game for that to warrant something that would be even more. And college football hasn't asked for anything more than that. So the Cougars have decided to say, hey, we're going to just go internal punishment for this kid. Don't worry about it, but he's not going to miss the next game against UCLA.
Well, and you know, even that, Alex, I don't think takes the shine off of this season so far, because you know, we heard that brief audio from what happened last year with the big fight, and it just ended the season in the worst possible way for BYU. And one of the tough hits that they took is that they played their first game without a very important player, and that's Kai Nakua, right? They played their first game without him. And so he played on Saturday. And you know what's so amazing to me? And this is where I start to get really
kind of choked up, a little bit choked up, a little teary-eyed.
This is where I get interested in sports, because here you have this kid who finished last season.
I like your attitude.
Just swinging away at the opposing team in violation of established college football rules and
human decency rules,
in violation also of the expectations of any school, let alone a school like Brigham Young University. And then Saturday he comes back in, and that guy, he's a defensive player, and that guy just has one of the most amazing games that any player had of any team all weekend, including this end of the game interception for a touchdown. It was astonishing.
First down and 10, Broncos at their own 25-yard line. Ball between the hashes. Finley, shotgun snap. Settles. Fires. It's intercepted! The Cougars have it! Ty Nakua with the hat trick! His third pick on the run! 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
So you imagine how that guy feels. Imagine how he feels. Going from the disappointment of the BYU diaspora on national television, disappointing everybody.
That punch was shown on loops on everybody's vine, it seemed like, for all summer, all year.
And then to come back, his first game back from suspension, having to live with that the entire summer, the entire offseason, and he grabs three interceptions and runs one back for a touchdown to seal the Boise State's doom. I love that so much. But there is one story from this season that I love even more than that, and that is Tanner Mangum. Now, you know me, right? And I came to you and I said, I'm loving this. I am team Tanner Mangum so much. I love that they call him the kid. It's like, for me, that's like a Wild West nickname. You know what I mean? He's the kid. He's throwing these amazing passes. He's making these amazing plays, including for the second game in a row, a shocking final minute
right that we heard at the beginning there, yeah,
into the end zone for a touchdown that won the game for them. I mean, Alex, how can you possibly not be into this? And this has been the, for me at least, as a non-sports guy, this has been the kind of weekend that draws me into college football. You've got the amazing redemption, you know, with Ty Nakua. Just the crazy football from Tanner Mangum. And then, you know, the shooting up at the University of Utah, which just is such a weird counterpoint to the success that they're having on the field. I mean,
yeah, the Utes will end up winning by 45 this weekend.
These storylines, Alex, are pulling me in a way that no other football event could really do.
I want you to see how I'm doing this.
How?
I've just been hanging out, listening to you wax all sporty, and I love it.